One of the great things at the festival over the years, in recent years, festivals within the festival, and the most popular of all is the guitar festival that happens, the Guitar Expo virtually. It's been part even of an entire instrument industry expo over the years, but this year it's called Guitarissimo, and it's happening at the Cinquième Salle, which is right across the street from the Maison. It's right down in the Place des Arts, and Kurt Rosenwinkel is going to be playing Sunday evening here at 10 in Montreal, playing a solo concert. I don't think I've heard you solo. I have heard you solo, but not alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something that's kind of new for me. I mean, I've done it over the years. In fact, I did a DVD series here in Montreal in 2004. But yeah, it's something that I'm starting to do more of, starting to be much more interested in artistically. And so I'm really happy about this concert, and I'm looking forward to it.
I've heard you playing all over the world, and I've never really known where you're from.
Philadelphia, PA.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, even though you have this very European name.
Well,
then again, so do we all,
yeah,
right?
So
right?
Do we all.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But wherever you play, I mean, we were going to play something from an album you recorded in Portugal. Do you feel, I mean, you come to this festival. Have you been to this festival before?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's not only the most international city I've ever been to, and I live in New York, but it's the most international jazz festival. It's like you're playing everywhere in the world. Do you ever feel that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. No.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm just kidding. No. But it's huge. I mean, there's so many artists from all over the world here that, yeah, I see what you're saying. Totally. Yeah.
When you're playing for an audience of, I mean this nicely, guitar freaks, and that's what you're going to be playing for. Well, there's going to be a lot of everybody in the audience is probably going to be somebody who plays your instrument.
Okay.
Does that put you on the spot, you think?
Well, I hadn't really thought of it until now. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So, no, it doesn't bother me. I have, you know, my musical mission is not really related to the guitar as such, so it doesn't really bother me who's, you know, if there's guitar players there, I'm not really playing for that.
So what's your mission? It's not your instrument, you're saying.
Yeah, it's
that's what you just happen to play.
Yeah, exactly. It's much more than the guitar itself, you know, so, you know, but I do play the guitar, so... you know, I think it's great. I'm really looking forward to checking out all the instruments here on the fourth floor of the hotel.
You have all these ancient instruments. I mean, Anwar Brahan is playing a oud that's like 1,000 years old or something like that. But you'll have all these modern things with all these whiz bangs and things. You play with the whiz bangs?
Oh yeah.
You're a whiz banger.
I love the whiz bangs. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you have on that instrument, you have the most melodic instrumental tradition of all instruments. So I mean, the drum, I guess we're thinking of, is the first instrument in the human voice, but with the guitar there is this passion for it. There is, I mean, I've heard these people coming out of concerts and they're talking about fretting and they're talking about, did you notice the way so and so did the Jeff Beck concert a couple of years ago? People were damn near praying to him.
Yeah.
And you don't get that on pianos. You don't get that on the flute.
Right.
You get that on the guitar. I think it's because so many people do pick it up and play it.
Yeah, probably. I don't know what that is. You know, there's a very mystical quality about the guitar, I think, that, you know, that drives people wild.
What drove you wild? What made you want to pick it up and play it?
Sgt. Pepper's.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You played in a rock band in a garage somewhere?
And Ozzy Osbourne.
In Philly? And Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been? No, I was going to ask about the bat. But anyway, no, but I mean, so then why are you playing the music that you're playing?
Well, you know, I discovered jazz. I write music. I'm an improviser. Jazz is deep in Philly, and I grew up in Philly, so it's part of, you know, where I come from, and I love the music, and, you know, it just spoke to me as music when I was growing up. So, like that.
But I mean, even though you're listening to rock roll and all that, which is a whole other tradition.
Yeah, diverse tastes, you know, but solid core in jazz, bebop, honest.
Organs in Philadelphia.
Totally. You Trudy, did that? Trudy Pitts.
Yeah. She yeah. just passed, and we just was honored in a recent memorial. That whole Grant Green thing.
Absolutely.
Is he somebody you listen to? Who else?
I love Grant Green. Absolutely.
Anybody else?
No.
No? Well, it's the same thing as a lot of cats, like even John Scofield talks about. He doesn't talk about other guitar players. He talks about Joe Henderson.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I could definitely talk about Joe Henderson a lot. You know, I've been really digging deep into Charlie Parker lately, which is, someone that actually I haven't really gotten that deep into, although, of course, his music has always been around and I'm very familiar with it, but... It's just actually lately, like, I've just gotten the bug. Like, I just can't stop listening to Charlie Parker, man. It's like, it's just so incredible. You know, and I always knew it, and it was always there, but now it's like something clicked, and now I'm, like, totally on Bird, man. It's deep.
It's kind of like mathematics in some ways, that you find a whole different form of numbers, and they add up in a different way than you ever thought they did before.
Yeah. And just the joy of his playing, the joy of his melodies, really inspiring, you know.
I was talking with a young pianist a while ago, and he was talking about as he started playing, he was listening to the players of today, and then he started listening backwards, and then which is a fun way of doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, next thing you know, are you listening to Charlie Christian?
Yeah. Well, I used to listen more to Charlie Christian than I do now, but. You know, I love Charlie Christian as well. I mean, the architecture of his lines are like very sophisticated. I think Bird had a real respect for his linear approach, you know, Charlie Christian's. And I can see that. Yeah.
So, you know, here again, you're talking about guitar. You're inspired by a saxophone player.
Yeah.
A great one. And, mm-hmm. But when I think of Charlie Christian, I think of him playing with that big band back then, and you're playing with a big band on this album. You're playing solo here, but on this album, Our Secret World.
Yeah, this is my latest record. It's a big band album that I made in collaboration with a big band from Porto, Portugal. And the name of the big band is OJM, which stands for Orchestra Jazz de Matosinhos, and Matosinhos is where they come from. And it's this great collaboration that came out of them asking me to do some concerts with them, and over the course of a couple years we developed this repertoire. They arranged 7 of my songs, and we went into the studio and recorded this album. I'm really happy about it. It's my last one, my latest one. And so yeah, that's what I've just handed to you so we can have something to play. I'm intending to record a solo album, but it's not recorded yet. But hopefully next time
I'll
give you that.
What are you going to play solo in Montreal? Will you do it off the top of your head? Do you have a set list? Are you going to play tunes? Are you going to play your tunes? Are you going to play what? What are you going to do?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah.
All of the above solo, Kurt Rosenwinkel, is at the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal. But his newest album is quite the opposite. With the big band, Our Secret World, here on Jazz 88.